Department of Mental Health Director Keith Schaefer says the proposed cuts really come on three fronts. The largest is immediately eliminating all funding for treatment for non-Medicaid eligible patients, $12.9 million.
What I would hope will happen with those individuals is that as soon as we can get people eligible for Medicaid, if they can be made eligible, we'll do it quicker and get them involved in, you know, in a Medicaid reimbursable system.
The other two fronts would really take a few years to see a full savings because they'll take time to implement. The state can eventually save $3 million by closing the Nevada Rehabilitation Center and $7 million by closing the rest of the state's acute care units, namely Farmington and St. Louis. With the latter, Schaefer hopes they can rely on the communities to develop acute health care services for those they used to serve, as other cities have done in the past.
We don't know for sure that will occur, and if it doesn't occur and people don't get services, there's always a very significant risk.
There will also be some shifts in where certain types of treatments happen. For instance, clients from Fulton State Hospital will be moved to former acute care facilities. Ryan Femuelner, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.